Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's Left Ahead podcast. This is Mike Ball, who also blogs at Marion, Massachusetts, and Harumph. And it's April Fool's Day Eve Day. And I got to say, Indiana Governor Michael Richard Pence is really playing the fool. And that embarrasses me as a Michael to have to admit that another Mike out there is being a jerk. But anyway, he got called on it. He got caught with the Indiana version of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. There are a lot of punchlines about that. And let me get into some of those right away, just in case you have to go off and get yourself some donuts and coffee, as they do here in Massachusetts. There's a bunch of stuff going on. Part of it is that the conservative media, the winger media, is just going crazy about this act, saying, oh, it's the same thing that 20 states have, and it's the same thing that the federal government passed on the national version in 1993 and Bill Clinton signed, and it's the version that Barack Obama, when he was a senator, approved. And those are lies. Indiana's is not the same. And they're trying to pull fast ones, and they're trying to be way, way too clever. And they got caught. And they're getting called. They're getting called out not only by political types and left-wingers, but they're getting called out by companies. And their own politicians are saying, we really blew this. They got called out to the point at which even Pence is saying, we have to fix this. But rather than be straight ahead and candid and honest and honorable about it, it's not let's pull this back, let's reject this, let's repeal it. He's saying the bill I just signed into law needs a little bit of tweaking, just a teeny little bit of tweaking, and everything's going to be just fine. But it isn't. In case you're not familiar with this yet, you can turn on the news and hear about it, but the law in passed in 93 was for protection of some very specific religious practices. For example, there are Native American tribes and pueblos that use peyote as part of their ritual and have for millennia, prehistoric. Couple of those guys were lost their jobs when they tested positive for some of the substances in the peyote, which they were using for their religious purposes. And so they sued. And at the same time, they sued successfully. At the same time, a Quaker woman sued unsuccessfully. She said, I'm a Quaker. I don't believe in anything to do with the military and war, so I shouldn't have to pay that portion of taxes that goes to the military. And the federal government said, well, that's a very nice idea, but everybody's got to pay for everything, and we don't make exceptions like that. So she lost hers. But anyway, the federal version of the Freedom Restoration Act, Religious Freedom Restoration, protected individuals in the actual practice of their religion. But the laws that the states have been passing, and particularly Indiana, don't do that. They don't intend to do that. They are, in fact, written to protect non-religious people as well as churches from doing nasty things. It's kind of like the Hobby Lobby thing. All of a sudden, they're Indiana's laws, particularly, I think the only one as bad as Indiana's is South Carolina's. That hasn't gotten up to big courts yet, so it hasn't gotten knocked down. It will. That's another punchline. If these laws get called into court, they're going to be hampering, harming, hurting, hindering many people along the way, but then they're going to fall. These are just blatantly unconstitutional and just legislating discrimination. But Indiana's is the worst in several ways, not the least of which that it differs from many of the states that pass these by saying that individuals and companies get protection from civil and criminal action if they can claim that in their good conscience that they were just following their religion but it's not the practice of the religion. It's not the main tenets of the religion. If they just thought that, this is burdensome to me to even have to consider whether I'm going to give service to, homosexuals, for example. Indiana does not have a law that forbids discrimination based on sexual preference. So in states where they do, this is not quite as big an issue, and they don't pass these stupid laws. But Indiana got right down into it, and they did, and they got caught. And it is dumb. Poor Pence is out there trying to say, no. I personally don't discriminate against anybody, and I would not patronize a business that did. Like, that's going to stop anybody. Oh, well, the governor won't come into my restaurant, so therefore I will not discriminate against gay people. That's not much of a lever, is it? Anyway, Pence thinks that there's a little bit of tweaking, but I see that the Speaker of the House in Indiana is very heavily Republican, not only the governor, but both houses. And the Speaker of the House, who's kind of in charge of this, the original bill, is saying, we can just do a little surgical tweaking and say we don't intend this to discriminate, and that'll make it all right. And, of course, it doesn't make it all right, because they've just given people protection by saying, if I feel this is a burden, then I can discriminate. And it may be that homosexuals are the main object, but, I guess they could make the case of saying they don't like black people or Mexican Americans or, whatever. And just saying, I don't want these people in my establishment, and I'm not going to serve them, and I'm not going to, basically turning their backs on decades and decades of affirmative action and public accommodation laws, statute and case law. So it doesn't work, and these laws have to fall. But amazingly and amusingly enough, virtually all of the potential Republican nominees for the 2016 run for their slot in the presidential race are coming out in favor of Indiana law, which puts Pence in a really bad situation. Jeb Bush said that in the long term, people aren't going to see this as discriminatory at all. Old Ted Cruz said Indiana is giving voice to millions of courageous conservatives across the country who are deeply concerned about the ongoing attacks on their personal liberties. Of course, the ongoing attacks on personal liberties are people who are trying to discriminate against gays in employment and housing and same-sex marriage. And, the employment is not, the discrimination is not going on, and the attacks are not going on religious nuts who are wanting to claim that they can do whatever they want. And Marco Rubio said that people have the right to live out their religious faith in their own lives, and that's including their businesses. Okay, and Scott Walker's spokesmodel says that broad religious freedoms and the right of Americans to exercise their religion and act on their conscience. So there you have it. The conscience and the business aspects are what's really going on in this thing. And it goes into the Hobby Lobby, where the Supreme Court said the deeply religious Christian owners of this mega chain have the right to pick and choose which benefits, which health benefits their employees are going to get. And that includes, no birth control, basically, which is crazy talk. I mean, that has, that really is not the business, and that was a boneheaded decision by that. And this also dovetails with the Citizens United, where corporations are people kind of thing. That was designed to let corporations and unions and other people people like things, give huge amounts of money, and even hide that they're giving it by calling that free speech. So that's the other side of the First Amendment. So this is the First Amendment side that says, this is a business, and I run the business. I'm the manager or the owner or whatever. And the classic example is the birthday cake, or the wedding cake. I can't make a wedding cake for homosexuals. And, nobody, as Larry Wilmore said a couple nights ago, and nobody is asking him to make a pornographic cake. It was John Oliver, I think. Yeah, John Oliver said that. So they could refuse that. But just to provide the wedding cake, as they would for anybody else, that's public accommodation. You run a business, You've got to accommodate the public, and you've got to obey the laws, the federal laws, certainly, and the state laws if you, if your state has anti-discrimination. So the issue there is, what the devil are they doing saying that, you know, a business manager has the right to bring his personal feelings into something if he senses that someone is, say, a homosexual. We can stick with the gay thing. I cannot, you know, provide this service, whatever it is, for a lesbian couple. They may not eat in my restaurant. I mean, this is just outrageous. And Pence got caught, and Indiana got slammed, is getting slammed. Corporations are pulling out on investments, are promising not to make their planned multi-million dollar investments, are canceling their conventions, are telling their employees from other states, you may not fly into Indiana on my paycheck, you know, and not with the government money. And Indiana is like hemming and hawing. And it's very much in the fore because the Final Four of the NCAA men's basketball tournament is being held in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the NCAA is headquartered. And if this act continues, I would suspect that there will be no more Final Fours there. And, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the NCAA didn't find another state, a more Christian state, if you pardon the expression, one who actually follows the Christian rules and the golden rule. So Pence is out there, and he's hung out to dry. And I got to admit, my Schadenfreude kicks in when I see somebody who is such a jerk getting caught like that, and that pleases me. Another punchline here is the cleverness of it. We saw that with, you know, when Hawaii court ruled that there was a right to same-sex marriage, to marriage equality. They didn't actually get to enforce it. That was put on hold, and that lasted a long, long time, and they were one of the last states to approve it in the current batch of 30-whatever. But then Vermont came in and approved civil unions. And so gay couples could, in fact, kind of get married. And then Massachusetts legalized same-sex marriage. And so all of a sudden, all these states, like two-thirds of the states, were passing laws and amendments, one man, one woman, definitions of marriage, and thinking, well, this is going to be nothing they can do about it because we got a law and we got an amendment, so there's nothing them queers can do about this kind of stuff. And it's really kind of just too clever, and it was too clever, and they get knocked down everywhere, and they did that in states that have anti-discrimination laws in their constitution and at their state level, and state after state after state has gotten knocked down by either the state level or the federal level or both. And soon to be in the Supreme Court. And they got knocked down. This is unconstitutional. This is discrimination that is forbidden under law. And so they were just out there being so clever, but clever wasn't enough. And the same thing is happening here with this misnamed Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as though it was, you know, religious rights were in trouble. In fact, people more need protection from religion than religion needs protection from laws or people. And that was what was happening with them again. And I got to say, they got caught. And they're just too clever, and they thought they could do that. And now Pence is coming back, and he and Brian Bosma, the Speaker of the House in Indiana legislature, figures, we're just going to be so clever. We're going to do this again, and we're just going to, you know, we're going to go around this, and we're going to make an end run, and everything's going to be fine. Well, everything's not going to be fine. And I think probably the final punchline in this entire thing is a wonderfully obvious thing, is when people try to be viciously discriminatory and they think they're being clever, they're going to be like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton trying to avoid his charges of perjury and his impeachment, both of which he lost. I mean, he just, you know, he was trying to parse the word is, for example, linking verb, for God's sakes, Bill. Anyway, he got into that, and he was just being so clever But Cleaver didn't work, and he did get impeached. He didn't get thrown out of office, but he did get impeached, and he's forever known for the blue dress and for, depends on what the definition of is. So you can be too clever, and it can backfire. And it's backfiring in the states that passed the DOMA laws, and it's backfiring in these religious freedom laws. And particularly in Indiana, when they overreached, they went beyond the cleverness. They tried to take whatever all the other states had done and do it one, say, worse, not better. They went beyond what the others did and tried to make it so, you know, people were protected by from civil and criminal prosecution for this for open discrimination. And it was not clever enough, and it isn't going to work. But the other thing we've got to know is they're so vicious and so dumb, they're not going to stop. The attacks on same-sex marriage have not stopped, even though it's patently obvious to even the most winger of the wingers that we're going to have a nationwide requirement for same-sex marriage. And it is going to happen, and it's because I think they pushed it too far. They might have been able to get by a little bit more if they hadn't been so blatant in their discrimination. And the same thing's happened on this one, is the attacks are going to continue, and they're going to go as far and far until they get really called out. And with the marriage equality, it's going to be the Supreme Court of the United States gets call them out and tromps on them. And I'm not exactly sure where we're going to go with this conflict with the religious discrimination game that they're playing in Indiana, trying to pretend it's a First Amendment right. But it's not going to work. And the question goes, does it get knocked down in state courts, or does it have to go state to state, or you know, is something better? Because the Supreme Court doesn't like to go in, step in state's business like this. They're going to avoid it if they can. But Indiana is pushing it to the point at which people have to act. And that's the backfire. And that's been the backfire on marriage equality, and will be the backfire on this, is they don't know when to stop. And that is a fundamental human virtue, is knowing what your limits are. And right-wing, anti-gay types do not have a sense of their limits, and they go until people react and they get caught. So shame on them, but I guess we should say thank you. Thank you for helping the rest of us get to some equality and some protection. And in the long term, it's going to work out for gay rights. And you know, the Mike Pence's, I think, are going to be collateral damage. I think his run to be president is going to not survive this. I mean, he's trying to be the moderate guy, and it's not working. And in fact, he's saying, I'm the guy who can unite the people, can appeal to the independent, the unenrolled voters, and not this way. It doesn't work. And he's blown it, and it's serious, and I don't know that he can recover from this, nor should he. So, you can be too clever. You can be so clever that you can talk yourself out of a run for presidency. You can be so clever that the groups that you hate and want to hurt win because of your efforts, which is happening, you know, as we look at it, and it's happening again. So I got to say, they've blown it, and I say thank you. Thank you. In the short term, you're a pain in the butt, but in the long term, I guess, if there's an April Fool, it's you. So there you go. So check with Left Ahead. So I'll let you know what's coming up next week. I'll check with my Twitter feed at Word, WHIRRED, or leftahead.com, and I'll let you know what's coming up next. Thank you, and good afternoon.